Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel. In association with Kosher 101.9, Carlsbad, New Mexico, USA. We ourselves are broadcasting to you from Jerusalem. We are considering the subject of the Messiah, son of Joseph, Moshe ben Yosef in Hebrew. And we emphasize that this idea of a Messiah, of a Mashiach, in Hebrew it comes from the word anointed, anointed. To pour or rub sacred oil on a subject in order to consecrate it, to set it aside for a specific purpose. All the utensils, all the tools and implements that they used in the temple service were anointed. Even the altar was anointed. So too could people be anointed for specific purposes. And you had a priest who was anointed. The anointed Kohen HaMashiach was the one. It was a priest who went out and spoke to the people before they went to war. So too kings were anointed. David was anointed. Solomon was anointed. They were Mashiach. They were called a Mashiach, an anointed one. And in Jewish thought, we had this idea of a Mashiach, of someone who was anointed for a specific purpose. This is a biblical concept. Also, the Bible says that in the end times there will come a descendant of David. It's found in the prophecy. For instance, in Ezekiel 37, it speaks of a descendant of David, who in future will rule over all of Israel. And this person was considered the Mashiach, this specifically anointed person. Does not mean that other people would be anointed as well. Midrash speaks of four leaders in the future, four anointed ones. We've spoken about this in the past, but I'll go over it briefly anyway. Also, Abijah speaks of saviors, Moshiim, in the plural, who will save Israel in the end times. So we had this concept that grew up of a Mashiach, son of David, alongside Mashiach, son of Joseph. Mashiach, son of Joseph, will proceed, will come before Mashiach, son of David. Mashiach, son of Joseph, is often taken, for instance, in the Malbim, in the Midrashim, and elsewhere, is often considered to be the future leader of the 10 tribes. So, by studying what this Messiah, son of Joseph, was supposed to do and how he was supposed to do it, and we can learn something about what the lost 10 tribes in general are supposed to do, what their future role is to be. We should remember this idea of the Mashiach ben Yosef is also seen not only as a specific person who will come and do a task that has been set to him from the very beginning, but he will also be a culmination, a climax, someone who comes to set a stamp, to carry through, to continue a whole process that will have begun long before him. We pointed out it could be similar to a lot of movements in history, where you had a whole movement of people. You had people who were working towards a certain cause, and then a leader came along and he fulfilled everything that everyone else had been working for, and he helped them all carry it through. For instance, Napoleon. Napoleon was a king, became emperor of France, and he conquered much of Europe, and he had progressive ideas, and he introduced a lot of reforms, and he did a lot of good, even though in the end he may have done more bad than good, and he was defeated, and he was considered a tyrant. Yeah, there was negative aspects about him, but there was also positive aspects, at least at the beginning. So Napoleon himself was a culmination, maybe seen as a culmination of a whole process that had begun long before him. Maybe 100 years before him in France had already begun a movement for reform, and ministers had had prepared programs, and people had begun thinking in a certain direction. And attempts have been made to put through these reforms to make things better in France under the kings. It didn't work out. Then you had the French Revolution. and all these plans and programs and this trend of thought came to receive a fuller expression. Then along came Napoleon, and he took everything that had been prepared by others, this whole movement, and he gave it more expression, and he added something onto it. So too the Messiah Ben Yosef in the future may be considered to be someone who comes along, and he gives expression to a whole movement, a whole tendency that the Lost Ten Tribes would have already begun, and he brings it to fruition, and he puts a stamp upon it, and he ensures that it will be successful. But the seeds, not only the seeds, but the initial beginning, the initial tendencies, and the policies, the way of thought, the patterns of behavior, and everything associated with the Mashiach Ben Yosef will already be apparent long before he appears. And we believe, and also many rabbis also believe, that these are apparent in our times. This is, in effect, the period, the era of the Mashiach Ben Yosef. Mashiach Ben Yosef is not only a person, he is also an era, an eon, a stage in history that we have entered into, even though the Mashiach himself, Mashiach Ben Yosef, who will precede Mashiach Ben David as a specific person, has not come, has not yet arrived. So that is an important principle that we will be looking for. We'll be looking in these short talks concerning the Mashiach Ben Yosef. We will not only be looking for a person, we will be looking for a whole tendency, a whole way of behavior, a whole way of governmental policy, and of a national arousal. And where we find this national arousal, where we find these governmental policies, there will we find evidence of the Lost Ten Tribes being. In other words, this should confirm our studies as to where the Lost Ten Tribes are. We believe the Lost Ten Tribes are in the West, that they are amongst Western peoples, that the whole of the Ten Tribes are amongst the nations of Finland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Holland, Belgium, France, Switzerland, England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, the English and Boer and Afrikaner peoples of South Africa, and the inhabitants, or a good portion of the inhabitants of Canada and the USA, as well as related areas. We expressly identify the tribes of Joseph as being dominant in amongst English-speaking peoples. And in our time, this is more evident than elsewhere amongst the people of Manasseh who dominate the USA. And if our conclusions are correct, we should expect to find aspects connected with the Messiah, son of Joseph, in the USA, with the Americans. And that is what we do find, as we will show in the next following talks on this subject. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Bit and Broadcasting, Israel.